Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Ayin Reish Beis. We are up to Siv Dalud, which is the last line on page Nun. We're about to turn on to page 100. The Mechaber says in Siv Dalud, Mekadshin al Yayin Lavan. One can make Kiddush on white wine. V'haramban postal l'kiddush afilu b'dievid. But the Ramban passels white wine for Kiddush even b'dievid. Avol mavdilin olav. But even according to the Ramban, that you can't use white wine for Kiddush, you can use it for Abdullah. U'minag ha'olam kisvara rishona. The minag ha'olam is like the first shita, that you can make Kiddush on white wine. Says the Mishaburis of Katan Yud, al yayin lavan. This is going the first shita that says you can make Kiddush on white wine. U'lekul yama mitzvah l'chadchila l'chazer achar yayin adom. According to everyone, the mitzvah l'chadchila is to go after red wine. Eladim ein lo adom. But if you don't have red wine, o she'enu meshubach, or you have red wine but it's not good wine, svirul l'deyazu. This shita holds the mutter l'chadchila l'kaddish alavan l'chadchila. It is okay to make Kiddush on white wine. The Ramban says, even in that case, it is not allowed to make Kiddush on white wine. Even b'dievid will not work. Sivkotan yud aleph, alvol mavdil in Allah. But the Ramban holds you could make Havdalah on white wine. Imhu chamar medina shom. If it is chamar medina, as we'll discuss in Mirat Hashem in the next year, so then you can make Havdalah on white, wine. Shakol shosin also. If it's a chamar medina that everyone drinks it, so then it's going to be okay. The atam, the reason is the logara mishaychar is no worse than beer. The kaimulam lakamam besim reish tadi vasib is the mavdila and alav imu chamar medina. Just like we're going to see later on that you can make havdalah on beer if it is chamar medina, so too you can make havdalah on white wine if it is chamar medina and everyone drinks it. For this same reason that you can make Havdalah on the white wine, you could also make Kiddush on Shabbos morning on white wine according to everyone. Based on what the Achronim will say shortly in Siftes, that the minhag is to be lenient to make Kiddush on Shabbos morning on any drink that's considered Chamar Medina. And therefore, even though the Ramban says that even b'dievid you can't make Kiddush on white wine, that's only referring to Kiddush Friday night. Havdalah, it would be allowed. And Shabbos morning, it also would be allowed, because whatever Chamar Medina is allowed, assuming the white wine would be at least Chamar Medina, that would be okay. The Mechaber ended off and said, the Minhag Olam is a Sklara Rishona, that the making of Kiddush on white wine is permissible. Says the Mishaburus of Kadin Yud Beis, Ubel Yerabah Mashma de Biyayin Shehu Lovan Yoser Midai. The Yerabah's Mashma, that white wine that's too white, Nachon Locho Shodas Ramban Shalol Kaddish Alav. It's proper to be concerned for the Shita of the Ramban not to make Kiddush on the very white wine. Elo Bishas Adchak She'en Lo Adom. Unless it is a pressing situation that you don't have red wine. The Sharatzion says in Chof, O Shayayin Hadom Eno Tove Kanal. Or if the red wine is not good, what if you have red wine but you don't like it? You like the white wine, you like the Bartanura Moscato better. So how's that? So that's left unclear from the Mishabura. But clearly, Havach L'maisa, if one has no red wine, he can certainly make Kiddush on white wine. And the Sharatzion adds in that if the white wine is better than the red wine is not good, you could also make Kiddush on the white wine. Says the Mechaber Vaitersev, hey, Yayin Chai, undiluted wine, afilu hu chozok, even if it is so strong, the Dori Al-Chad Tlas Maya, that it can still be diluted with 1-3 ratio wine to water. And the parenthesis, he writes, the Dori Pirish Shiroi Lihimozeg, it is still fitting to be diluted in a 1-3 ratio of wine to water. So Mekachin Alav, so even though the wine is very strong, it still could be diluted the regular way, you can still make Kiddush on the undiluted wine. Umikom Makom Yoser Tov L'mozgo. But says the Mechaber, it's better to dilute the wine first. As long as when you dilute it in the proper way, you don't dilute it too much. The Ramah says, V'yeno shalanu yoser tovim heim belo meziga. The Ramah says, our wines, it is better that you drink them without having diluting them. So again, the Mechaber says if you have undiluted wine, you can make Kiddush on it, but it's better to dilute it first, as long as you don't dilute it too much. And the Ramah says our wines are good without having to dilute them at all. Says the Mishaburus of Katan Yigimel, Yosir Tov L'mazgo, it's better to dilute it. Hainu Shul Mitzvah and Amuvchar, that would be the preferred way to do the Mitzvah. Sekatan Yadal Kuroi, as long as you do it the proper way, Hainu Shaloyach Alishenu Yosir Midai, you shouldn't weaken the wine too much. And those who make a bracha on wine that only has the sweetness of wine, but it really tastes like water, their bracha is a bracha levatala, and they're not yotze their chiv of kiddush. And look what we're going to discuss further. It says the Mechaber Vaitas Avav, Yein simukim mikachinol, if one can make kiddush on raisin wine. The Ramah says, "V'hushi yesh ben lachluchis k'tzas below shriya." But a very important but, l'fi the Ramah, that which we say you can make kiddush on raisin wine, it's only if the raisins had their own moisture a little bit before you soak them in the water. Most of our raisins, if you buy them in the store, they're so dried out you can't squeeze them and get any liquid out of them. That raisin wine made from those raisins would not be good. It has to be raisins that have some moisture in them, without soaking them in the water, and then it would be okay for raisin wine. Says the Mishaburus of Katan Tesvav on the Mechaber that says, Yein simukim mikachin alav. Hainu shenasa hayayin me'anovim shenitzdamku. This means to say that you made your wine out of grapes that were dried out. Bein shenitzdamku mechama, whether they were dried out in the sun, or they were dried out in something that was from fire. After le'inyan nesachim ein meviyat mehem lechatchila, even though when it comes to the nesachim and the beis hamikdash, it comes to the libations, you cannot bring such wine lechatchila. Mikom makom lekiddush kasher. Still, for kiddush, it is permissible. Va'ofen asiyosan hu, and the way you make it is as follows: shalokeach hatzimukim, you take the raisins, v'chotz shon, v'nosnen aleihem mayim v'toses, and you crush them and you place on them water for it to ferment. And then it's called wine after it sits in the water for 3 days. The Mechaber says you can make kiddush on this. Kasa b'sefer b'chor shor. The b'chor shor writes the lefima shemavur le'el b'simin reish dalet sefei b'aga. According to the Ramah told us earlier in reish dalet, the echad mishishi yayin b'mayim, that you have to have a 1-6 ratio of wine to water. Vadai batel. So according to Ramah, that says that if it's 1-6 ratio of wine to water, it's for sure batel. Ve'ein mevarech alav b'rei piragafen. And if it's 1-6, you cannot make a bracha b'rei piragafen. So af bekan tzorach lizar liten simukim kolkal b'mayim ad shiyat simukim ma'at yosir mi'echad mishisha neged amayim. So in our case as well, zot mishavura, from the Bechor Shor, they also would have to be careful that you put in enough raisins so that the ratio of the water to the raisin should be more than 1-6. And the Shaar HaTzion clarifies in Chavei, Hainu, Im Shisha Chalokim Mayim, if there are 6 portions of water, V'chelek Echad Milvar Tzimukim, and there's 1 section of raisins, Aser. So if it's exactly 6-1, it's going to be Aser, you have to have more raisins to make it not a full 6-1 water to raisins, then it's going to be okay. Continues in the Shabura, if not, if you're going to have 6-1 or more, then it's going to be a bracha levatola, because it's no better than if all the raisins were wine. And that's the rule by wine, it has to be at least 1 portion wine, keneged, or a little more than 1 portion wine, connected to 6 portions of the water. If you look in the Shaar HaTzion and Chavav, he writes, Mikom Kom Nireh. Still it appears, the Imhu Chamar Medina Sham, even if it's too much water versus the wine, it's 6-1, which is not good. If Lemaisa, that drink is Chamar Medina in that place, Shemezigas HaKol Hu Ba'ofen Zeh, that's how everyone is diluting their raisins, Yuchel Lekadish Allah B'Shachris, you would be able to consider a Chamar Medina and make Kiddush on a Shabbos morning. The Logora Mishar Mashkin Da'alma, it's no worse than any other drink that could be Chamar Medina. Ach Lo Yevarech Allah Bari Piragofen, but it wouldn't get a bracha Bari Piragofen, Ukudumuchach Le'el B'Reish Da'alad B'Hagosh. Even if that's a normal way of diluting the raisins or the wine to the water, so that could be fine to be considered chamar medina. But just like beer is chamar medina and it doesn't get a bracha b'ayir pergafen, this wine also wouldn't get a bracha b'ayir pergafen, even though it might be considered chamar medina, which would be okay for Kiddush Shabbos morning. So to summarize what we're saying so far, the Mishabura brought in Sefkadet HaZayin, the Bechor Ashur, that says, based on the Ramah and Reish Dalid, that if you have six portions water versus one portion of wine, it's not considered wine. So here also, when the Mechaber says that Yein Tzimukim Mikachin, it has to be that it's not going to be a full six portions of water versus the one portion of raisins, you have to have a little more raisins, and that way it will get a din of wine. In the brackets, in Sifkotan Tazayan, the Mishabura says, because of, and he writes, the Misharinan es Godel Hatzimukim Kamosh and Esavu Achar Shenofchu Al Yidei Hamayim. The way we evaluate the size of the raisins is the way they are after they puffed up from the water. Velo kishas nesinasan b'mayim, but we don't look at the way the raisins were when they were placed in the water. Avol b'yad Ephraim v'simin reish dal mefaktik olav b'zeh, the Yad Ephraim takes issue with this. V'chein b'derach ha'chayim cholik olav b'pshitas b'zeh, and so to the derach ha'chayim simply argues on this pshat, the silver, and he holds the misharina natzimukim kefi eis nesinasan l'mayim, that the way we measure how much you have of raisins is the size of the raisins at the placement of the raisins in the water initially. Velo kefi nefichos an achakah, not considering the size of the raisins after they're puffed up from the water, the nefichasan hu rak al yidei hamayim shenichnasubam, because that puffed up raisin is only having the puffiness and the increase in volume from the fact that it was placed in water. That can't count to the amount of raisins versus the water. Continues the Mishabur in the first wide line of page 100, v'hinei yesh poskim shesovrim, there are poskim that hold the kolzman sheyesh bo tam yayim, that we don't care about numbers, as long as it still tastes like wine, yayin mikri, it's still called wine. Mikom akom ko yirei shemayim yizoyer bazeh. Still says the Chavetz Chaim, anyone who fears heaven should be careful about this. Dikfar nisad biyardei asinin kufla v'dala tzevhei, ule'el basimin reish dala tzevhei, bahagod debotlu be'echad mishisha b'mayim. We already paskened earlier that 1 to 6, the wine is already considered batel, so even though there are poskim that hold so long that it tastes like wine, it's going to be okay, it's really not pasha. We paskin that the 6 to 1 ratio of water to wine will ruin your wine. Ustam yayin shalonu yeishbo bevadai shir hazev yuchal akadish alav. Our wine for sure has the proper proportions, and therefore you can make kiddush on it. V'ayin b'beralocha mashikasadnu b'shem tshuvas mishkinos Yaakov. Look what we wrote in the beralocha b'shem the tshuvas mishkinos Yaakov. The Mishaburan Sekhatan Yud Zayin is going on the Ramah. After the Mechaber told us that Yein Tzimukim you could make Kiddush on, the Ramah said that's only if there was a little bit of Lachluchis in the raisins to start with before they were soaked. Says the Mishabur, Aslama means to say, Shim Eino Yotze Mehen Shum Lachluchis, if no moisture is going to come out of the raisins, Af Im Yidruchum Beregel, even if you're going to trample with your foot, O Yatsrum Bikoro, or you're going to crush it with a beam, the only way you can get any liquid out of these raisins is by soaking it first. Ain mekachinel, you cannot make kiddush on those raisins or the wine that comes with those raisins. Even by piragofen you cannot make. So the Ramah says that that which we're saying that raisin wine would work does not work with our raisins. Our raisins, if you put a beam on it, you would crush it under your foot, you would not get any moisture out. And therefore, even if you soaked it in water and you had the right proportion of raisins to water, that would still not get a din of wine. You could not make kiddush on it, and you could not make a boy pregafen. If you would have a different type of raisin that was a little more plump to start with, and you could squeeze some out and get some moisture from it before you put it in the water, then when you put it in the water and it has a proper ratio of more than 1 to 6 of raisins to water, then that would be considered good raisin wine that the Mechaber is discussing that you could make kiddush on and make a boy pregafen. Says the Mechaber Vayter Siv Zayin, Shimre Yayin, the sediment of wine, O Chartzanim Shenosin Aleyamayim, or the Chartzanim, it's Machlokas, if it's the pits or the peels, that you place on in water, Imroi Levarech Allah Bari Pragothen, if it is fitting for the Bracha Bari Pragothen, so then the Kachinol, then you can make Kiddush on it, Vayin Le'el Simon Reish Dalet Sevhei, the Mishaburu says in Sekotin Yilches, Ayin Le'el Simon Reish Dalet, the Shom Mavur Ezer Shimre Yayin Vachartzanim Shemavarech and Aleyam, there is discussed what type of sediment and chartzanim you make a boy priagofen on, and whatever you make a boy priagofen on, the Mechaber over here is saying you could also make kiddush on it. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Ches, Mikachin al Yayin Mavushal. Most of the wines that we have nowadays are Yayin Mavushal, not all of them, but a lot of them Yayin Mavushal. Zak the Mechaber, you could make Kiddush on Yayin Mavushal. Val Yayin Sheyesh Bo Dvash, and on wine that has in it honey. V'yesh Omrim She'ein Mekadshin Aleihem. Some say you cannot make Kiddush on wine that is cooked or wine that has honey in it. The Rambam says, V'haminog Mekadish Aleihem. The minog is to make Kiddush on it. Afilu Yesh Lo Yayin Acher. Even if you have other wine. Rak She'eino Tov Kemo HaMavushal O She'esh Bo Dvash. As long as the other wine is not as good as the cooked wine or the wine that has honey in it. So as long as the wine that's mavushal or that has dvash is better, the minhag is to make kiddush on it. Says the Mishaburah Sibkotan Yutes, going on the first shita that says that yain mavushal you cannot make kiddush. Svirale, this shita holds the ayidei kolzeh, through all this, the cooking or the putting of the wine, or the honey in the wine, ein mishtana hayayin legeryuso. He says that you can, yes, the first sheet, I'm sorry, says you can make Kiddush on it, because he holds that through these means of cooking or putting honey in it, it does not change for the negative. V'hayesh omrim. And the second sheet that says you cannot make Kiddush on it, svirulu, he holds the mishtana l'griusa, by cooking it, by putting honey in it, it lowers the, it downgrades the wine, and therefore it's not fit for Kiddush. Not only that, afilu bari piragofen ein mevarchen aleihem el shahakol. This more machmir shita says not only can you not make kiddush on yayin mevushal, you also can make a bari piragofen. The bracha would be shahakol. Sekatan chav sheish bodvash kein kunditon. It's like the Gemara discusses kunditon shenasim yayin udvash upulpulin, which is made out of wine and honey and peppers. Vafilu in nishtane tamei vereche ayedezer. Even if the taste changes, we're going in the first shita, even if the taste changes through that, you are still, yes, allowed to make kiddush. It does not downgrade the quality of the wine according to the first shita. The Yesh Omrim, the second shita, says you cannot make kiddush on it. Even if you put only a little bit of honey in it, already ruins the wine. Those people who put in made vash into the wine to sweeten it, they put in sugar, Yesh lahachmir lefidvaru, there is to be machmir according to the second shita, not to make kiddush on it and not even to make a bari piragofen on it. The Ramah said the minute was to make kiddush on it if this wine that was cooked or that has dvash in it was better. The alkena, therefore, mutar levash latzimukin, one is allowed to cook the raisins, ulesanin hayayin, and then to strain the wine, ulakadish lav, to make kiddush on it. Again, assuming the raisins are the way we discussed previously. There are those who are machmir that it's not called wine until it ferments for 3 days after you cook the raisins. We said you are allowed, Lemaisa, the Ramah says you can make kiddush on yayin mevushal and yayin shebe'yesh bodvash, even if you have other wine, if this wine is better. The imhem shavim, because if all else is equal, yesh lochosh ladas hayesh omrim, then obviously you should be concerned for the second sheet of the yesh omrim shemachmirim b'zeh shalol kaddish. They're machmir, they say you can't make kiddush on yayin mevushal. Ule inyan bracha, in terms of a bracha, kfar nifsak le'el b'pshitus, it was already paskened earlier simply b'simen reish b'yis of aleph to mevarchen alav b'ar piragofen, that alach l'maiso, we do make a bracha of b'ar piragofen on Yayin Mavushal. We will stop here and continue right the next time in Mitzvah Shem with Sivtes.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.